touchdowns don't stop coming for a Mendon running back, and a postseason block party is just about upon us. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. This is the 15th season of eight-player football in Michigan, and during that time, there have been a lot of touchdowns scored. But no one has scored more career eight-player touchdowns than Mendon's Owen Gorham. He ran for four scores last Friday in a win over Adrian Lenaway Christian, giving him 97 total touchdowns. He's now two ahead of the previous record holder, Reed Haskins of Bridgman. And with at least one playoff game to go, Gorham has his sights set on becoming the first in eight-player football to score 100 touchdowns. In the 51-year history of 11-player football, only six have topped the century mark, led by East Grand Rapids' Kevin Grady Jr., who scored a remarkable 151 touchdowns. To check out all of the 8-player and 11-player records, including team, individual, and championship games, head over to MHSAA.com, click on Football, and then Record Book. And to see brackets, scores, and schedules for this year's football playoffs, MHSAA.com has you covered. You can click on links to buy tickets or to watch an NFHS Network live stream right from the Score Center. The 8-player finals are Saturday, November 22nd from the Superior Dome in Marquette. The 11-player finals will be at Ford Field on November 28th and 30th. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Ann Arbor Pioneer field hockey goalie Mara Bullion. The freshman stopped every shot she faced in the entire tournament, leading the Pioneers to a 2-0 championship game win over Dexter. Grand Ledge volleyball player Haley Ellis had 5 aces and 9 kills as the Comets beat East Lansing to win a share of the CAAC Blue Championship. And a Harbor Beach QB, Caden Buchholz. He was responsible for 5 touchdowns in a 41-7 win over defending Division 7 champion Millington.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a 4-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
We're talking some unusual ways to score soccer goals today. It doesn't happen often, but a team can score directly from a corner kick or the kickoff. But what if it's a goalie down in their own end who somehow throws the ball 80 yards or so and into the back of the other team's net? Does this count? It does not. A keeper cannot score for his own team by throwing the ball the length of the field and into his opponent's goal. If this were to happen, the defending team would receive a goal kick. But if the keeper accidentally throws the ball into his own net, then it does count as a goal for the opponent. You don't always need your feet to score a goal in soccer.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. 3 days after the start of the football playoffs, the girls' volleyball postseason will get underway. Brackets are posted at MHSAA.com, and the district first round starts Monday, November 3rd. Most district semifinals are on Wednesday, November 5th, and most district finals are Friday, November 7th. The regional round starts on Tuesday, November 11th with semifinals, and then the regional finals on the 13th. And all 16 quarterfinals, 4 in each of the 4 divisions, will take place on Tuesday, November 18th. Those winners will converge on Battle Creek for the semifinals. Divisions 1 and 4 will play on Thursday, November 20th. Division 2 and 3 on Friday, November 22nd. And all 4 finals will be on Saturday, November 22nd. All semifinal and finals games will be at Kellogg Arena. Again, ticket information can be found either on MHSAA.com or gofan.co. If you can't be there in person, you can watch on the NFHS Network. All matches from the quarterfinals through the finals will be on, as well as a huge majority of district and regional games. Just go to NFHSnetwork.com to watch. If you haven't been paying close enough attention to the volleyball season thus far and want to get caught up, then check out our weekly report, Block Party, on the volleyball page of MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.